This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Now with McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You can relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast. My name is Colleen Ballinger.
Hi, Colleen. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm Eric. My husband. Oh, you introduced yourself.
I'm getting brave.
Holy smokes.
Putting myself out there.
220 episodes in, whatever we're at.
Hey, guys.
Wow.
It's me.
What a day to be alive.
How are you, love?
I'm living my life.
That's great.
I'm wearing a sweater you got me for Valentine's Day.
I did
Thank
get you that cardigan.
You got me this cardigan.
Sweet cardigan. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Noticing.
Eric got me this cute little cardigan for Valentine's Day.
I did.
So I'm wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And how
you got your rock necklace on?
I always have my rock necklace on, Lovey. I'm
got braids, glasses.
Braids, glasses, all
you got
the
it together today, love.
I would say the opposite. Braids and glasses usually mean opposite. But Lovey, who needs to relax for you today? I would love to know.
I don't know. That could go a few different ways with this.
Oh.
But I'll just start here. I sent you a text last night that was like, please. Never include me in an order of Taco Bell ever again. I've certainly mentioned on this podcast that like I didn't, before I met you, I hadn't eaten fast food for like 5 or 6 years. And then, you know, it's like, if you're not around it, you don't think about it. Like it's, you know, it's not going to end up in you. But when you have a partner who likes to order late night Taco Bell, it's you know what I mean? It's there and you're hungry and it's convenient.
And it's delicious.
And like so you text me like, I'm ordering Taco Bell and I was going to like make dinner. I was like in the kitchen about to make dinner. I was so tired. We just gotten the kids to sleep and you're like, I'm ordering Taco Bell. You want it? And I was like, looking at the kitchen. I was like, oh, then I'm going to have to clean. I've already cleaned the kitchen. You know what? Yeah, sure. I'll have some Taco Bell. And I looked at the menu and I was trying to figure out like things that were like kind of healthy or, you know, not super gross. And I thought it'd be okay. So then I ate Taco Bell at 11 p.m. last night. And I instantly felt so violently ill. Like I felt like my body was like shutting down. I felt like I'd been poisoned. Mm-hmm. And so I texted you, even if I beg for it, never again. Don't ever include me in a text like this. Don't ever offer it to me. Mm-hmm. Don't eat it around me.
Right.
Taco Bell is bad. And that might be a hot take.
Bad.
I used to like it when I was like a little skater boy and you know what I mean? You could get a taco for like a dollar. I think now that it's really bad for you.
It is bad for
you. I don't
you.
Think my like everything felt so bad in me.
Well, some of
and I'm not talking about like, oh, I got an upset stomach and I have to go to the bathroom. I'm saying like it felt toxic.
Yeah.
So don't ever ask me if I want Taco Bell because I don't know if I have the strength.
Here's the thing, love.
To say no if I'm like super hungry.
This is a cycle. We have a cycle going here. Okay. We're on the same cycle. And what usually happens is this. This is not the first time we've had this conversation. I'll say okay. I'll say yes.
No, but I mean it this time.
I know you've said that before, my love. And you know what happens?
What happens?
There will be a night where I order Taco Bell. And you will say, you didn't get me anything? And I'll say, no, you said you never want Taco Bell again. And then you'll say, Well, I want some.
And then
hungry.
I become the raccoon because like you'll like eat like half a taco and I'll like sneak in after and eat the rest of it.
And so then the next time I order Taco Bell, I'll feel bad because the last time I didn't get you anything. So then I'll say, do you want some?
Yes.
Because last time you were upset I didn't get you any. And then you'll go, okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
And then we have this conversation again.
I know. And you're right. But I am not exaggerating. This time felt different, you know?
You know what? I was perfectly fine last night.
I'm sure you
and
were.
And here's the difference.
You have built up a tolerance to this kind of food.
I have a stomach of steel.
I have the opposite.
But
what's the opposite of steel?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Mesh.
Mesh. I here's the difference between you and me and Taco Bell. Last night we both ate Taco Bell. One of us perfectly fine. Actually felt great. Tummy was full. I was satisfied. My taste buds were floating on air, like happy lady.
It's hard for me to even talk about.
But here's the difference. You deconstructed Taco Bell, which is crazy work. So he ordered food, and then I walked into the kitchen to get my Taco Bell items that I had ordered. And you had taken yours apart and put them in things and mixed them with other things.
Well, I was like I said, I was looking for something healthy. And so I got what I ordered was was from their, their chicken cantina menu, and there's just like a chicken bowl that's just like, you're like, oh, it's a bowl, so it must be healthy because it's like, it's just the same things but they're in a bowl.
And what I did is I used my own like healthy tortilla wrap from home and I put it in that.
Well, that's where you went wrong, love.
I don't think that's what did it for. I think it was like the cheesy gordita, three things: cheesy gordita crunch, cantina chicken quesadilla, which I like, something about the sauce I could barely take a bite of. And then, yes, my churched up on build your own burrito at home with your own healthy tortilla. What?
I'm not going to stand for this Taco Bell slander. Taco Bell's delicious.
I know people love it.
And amazing.
And like if we go on a road trip and you're like, well, the only thing, I'm hungry. We don't eat the same thing. So and there's a Taco Bell, you know what I mean? So like, it's like the only option is like, it's the only thing open. It's the only thing with, there's no line, you know what I mean? And, seemingly, it's pretty affordable, you know? Pretty affordable is what I articulated. And I don't know. It was real bad. Don't ever let me have it again. I don't want it.
Okay.
Cut it out.
Okay.
Just keep it away from me because the hunger is a powerful drug. And
I'm sorry, Levy. I'm sorry you had the Rhea last night.
And I didn't even say the Rhea. I said, like, I felt like I was dying. Like, I felt like...
Okay, we'll never have Taco Bell again for you.
I think I immediately had to go to bed, like, lay down.
Yeah, you did. You went.
I immediately lay down and send you that text from, like, bed, like, fetal position, like...
I'm sorry, lovey, okay?
Colleen just said something really funny, like, off camera. She's like, you sound like...
We have to
like,
test the microphones really quick.
Because we've been watching that show Alone, which is a great watch. But, like, a lot of times, like, these big, strong men will get a tummy ache and they'll, like... Whatever. And I was like, yeah, after that Taco Bell last night, I would have walkied the helicopter to.
Yeah. They get the burps out. First. And you've had the burps for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Just like involuntary
the jinx burps.
Belching.
Yeah.
Yeah. We call them the jinx burps.
Have you ever seen that documentary?
That's the best. I can confidently say as a fact that that's the best documentary series
amazing,
in the world.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet and you like murder, crime, documentary, whatever. It's called The Jinx. I feel like everyone's seen it because it's amazing. And I won't give any spoilers away, but there's the end where someone is nervous and they're burping. They have like nervous burps. And so whenever we get nervous.
Which actually does happen.
It does happen. Like Eric gets nervous burps. We'll say like, oh, you jinxing? You got the jinx burps? Yeah. So you don't have the jinx burps though. You've got the alone burps.
Yeah.
The male alone
burps.
Get
me out of the Arctic. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I miss my family too much.
You got the beaver fever.
What?
That's what they said on the show last night when we were watching.
They said you got the beaver fever?
Yeah, they said something about beaver fever and I was like, what is that? That sounds bad. And
is
I think it's like a, it's
hold
like
on.
A, it's
what's
like
gonna
a bacterial
happen? If I, wait,
infection
if I
from
search,
the water.
If I search beaver fever.
It's going to be some weird porn site or something. That's what he said last night when we were watching and it was like a bacterial infection from the water or something. Like the river water.
Oh, okay. Straight to porn. No, just kidding. Beaver fever, aka Giardia. It's a common, often waterborne diarrheal illness caused by the microscopic parasite, blah, blah, blah.
Is diarrheal a word?
diarrheal illness. Yeah, that's what it says.
Diarrheal. I like that.
And then it just then since AI now controls Google, it then AI says diarrhea, often described as greasy, fatty.
What? Does it say this?
And foul smelling.
What, greasy?
Greasy, fatty, and yes, it's
greasy.
That's AI's definition.
Wait
of,
a minute.
Of diarrhea.
I would
AI's
never.
AI's obviously never eaten Taco Bell.
I would.
Some things AI can't do.
I would never. In my wildest days, describe if someone, if an alien came to Earth and said, "What is diarrhea?" I would never use the words greasy and fatty. Often, and also AI grow up, often described as greasy, fatty, and foul smelling. No one in the history of time has ever described diarrhea as greasy and fatty. Foul smelling.
I love how we found ourselves here.
But that's crazy work, AI.
To sum up my point. Taco Bell gave me beaver fever.
Greasy and
fatty.
I had
to go to bed. I know.
Greasy. Like if,
this is what I was saying last time we talked. Like AI is a problem. It's a problem.
Well, obviously,
man.
We know it's a problem, of course. I just don't like that it like forces you to use it all the time. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
I have other things to talk with that I certainly could talk about, but I would love to hear from you. Like who you think needs to.
Well, first of all, we said last week, and I can't believe I remember it. It's a miracle of miracles, you guys. But I feel like oftentimes on the podcast, we'll say, oh, next week we'll do this. And then we never do it or we'll forget. Like we said, we were going to go to Sonic for, I think, over a year before we finally did.
Can I tell you what the top comment on this on last week's episode was?
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine.
The top comment was someone should go through all the episodes and tally up how many times they have said, we'll do that next week. And then they, in fact, did not do that next week.
Right. That's why I'm going to do
please
it. So last week we said I would sing a song that I sang in my live show and I remembered. So I'm going to do it.
Lucky and us.
Yeah. So, I mean,
is this
I could
a
do
world
it now,
premiere?
But I guess so. I don't want to say that.
That
puts a lot of
show?
Pressure on it. Because,
oh, sorry.
Well, it's because like, it's not like, I don't know, if I ever want to actually put it out there.
Pod premiere?
Yeah, it's the pod premiere. This is just for the podcast listeners and viewers. Are you okay?
Try not to throw up.
You still got those jinx burps. Mm-hmm. This is a song I mean, this isn't my relax, but I can do the song now. Should I do it now? I guess we're talking about it. Might as well.
Hyping it up so much.
I don't mean to. I don't want to. See, this is not like a world premiere. I feel like maybe someday I'd want to like make a video of this song or something and post it. But this is just.
Do you want to save it?
No.
We're
no,
not important
care.
Enough to hear
yeah,
it.
No, I don't care enough. This is one of the songs I wrote for the live show I did in New York a few weeks ago.
Yeah, when I had mentioned that I went up on stage with her, I sat on a stool on stage as you sang, as you performed this song.
Yes. And I'm going to, I don't know if I should, I haven't sung it since I did the show. So we'll see if I can remember it. I'm pulling it up on my computer over here, but I don't even remember how I prefaced it. It's just a song I wrote for Eric about how our love is still alive and spicy, even though, you know, you can be married with lots of little kids and still have like.
I don't remember you saying any of this.
I'm saying it now because I don't remember. I said, I don't remember what I said on stage. But yeah, I'm kind of nervous, I think.
Yeah.
Should I be nervous?
No, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle your ears with her vocal stylings, Lena wrote this song for me. I thought it was so sweet. Okay. And I was, and the first time I heard it was like an hour before she performed it at her sound check. And I was, I loved it.
I'm gonna set up the sound. Give me one moment, please. All right, lovey. Oh, man.
Oh, that's a funky beat.
Love it. I don't remember what I said during this intro, but here we go. You're looking good in the glow of the Paw Patrol nightlight. Rubble on the devil. Slow dance with me to the sounds of B-L-I-P-P-I. I say I only slept 4 hours, and you say, well, I only slept 3. Ooh, keep talking dirty, baby. We ask each other's permission to go to the bathroom. Ooh, so submissive, baby. I know I turned you down when I was overstimulated, but now you're looking good. I must be ovulating.
Damn.
Let's go get it on.
Wave my butt.
It's your turn.
Freaking
I did
kids,
it last
man.
Time, lovey.
Did you?
Go wipe that greasy fatty poo. You go upstairs, I'm twerking to the sounds of your knees popping. Sounds like arthritis, baby. We only got a couple days before my PMS rage, so the kids better stop cut plugging. I'm gonna be so bitchy. Your packing lunches, why's the banana turning me on? Our kid starts crying cause you peeled the banana wrong.
You idiot.
I'm making SpongeBob mac and cheese. You smack my ass. Come on, lovey. You text me a dirty picture, baby. Oh, that's a rash.
Oh.
It's bedtime finally. Now it's just you and me. I haven't showered in a week.
Ew.
But they're finally asleep. It's time for us to freak.
Mommy, Daddy.
Oh, they're awake. It was not even 5 minutes. All right. I drugged them with melatonin. Let's get it on, lovey. I'm kind of tired now and my libido is suddenly low. So how about we lay in silence and just stare at our phones?
That's hot.
That's hot. That's how it usually goes.
I couldn't hear a lot of like the little things behind it, like in the live show. Like couldn't hear a lot of like the little what would you call those?
I don't know.
Flourishes in the
I don't know. It was
music.
It felt so awkward to do it just sitting here. Like on stage,
yeah,
I could
stage,
like dance around you,
like,
and I was
like
twerking and dancing sexy and like whatever, or not sexy, but like, you know, seducing you essentially.
Right.
It was really, really,
very
I wasn't expecting
dance.
It to be so awkward.
I didn't think
here.
It was. I thought it was great. That was awesome.
So,
that's such an awesome
that's
song.
One of the songs that I wrote for the live show. It was probably more entertaining on the stage where I was like, you know, walking around you and being awkwardly seductive.
It made me so happy.
But it was fun. I missed doing that show. I hope I can do it again.
I hope so too.
But yeah, that's that. And you're still jinx burping over here. My goodness. Oh my God. Lovey.
You said you were going to do it and you did it, love.
I did it.
You're a woman of your word.
I do think that's a good idea though. Can you guys make a list in the comments and tell us all the things we said we would do next week and then we never did it? Because then maybe we can
make it
a series, love. We can make it a series on the podcast where it's like, we start doing the things we said we were going to do. Like we actually do them.
Yeah.
Is this another thing I'm saying we're going to do and then we won't do?
Probably. Yeah. It's not going to happen. There's too much material. There's no
well, if
no
you
way
guys can
you.
Remember things that
too
we
many
promised
hours
we would
of this.
Do.
Yeah.
Let us know. And we can maybe make a list of and do like a series of things. Things that need to relax. Me. I feel like that's my thing every week. Cause I always say me.
You do. But that's okay.
It always has something to do with me. I mean, I could say other things, but oftentimes I think of things to say for relax and I'm like, well, I just sound very complainy if I say these things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yes. But what needs to relax is me because you're going to think I need to relax. I'm very excited, love. We're going to have a gender reveal party. Okay. Did you pass away?
Mm-hmm. And what?
Okay. Listen.
Of what?
Listen to me, okay?
Gender of what?
You'll see. It's going to be very fun, okay?
Wow.
So the thing now, it's like a go-to thing that everyone does for gender reveals, because I love a gender reveal, so I watch them all whenever they come across
people
my free
page.
People
still do this, yeah?
People do a cake. Like, it's kind of the thing now. People, I don't think it's as popular to do like a big gender reveal. I think most people just like, as a husband and wife, will get a cake that has a color inside. And they take a wine glass, they shove the wine glass in the cake, and they keep their eyes closed. They're like, let's look. And they lift up the wine glass. I don't know who started this. It's such a bizarre, specific
trend. How does the cake stay in the wine glass?
Because they shove the wine glass in it, and then they like scoop it up.
Oh, they scoop
it. It's like a scooper kind of.
Okay.
And then the inside of the cake has, like the frosting inside the cake has the color.
Okay.
And that's how, you haven't seen this?
I'm
surprising.
No, I'm not on gender reveal.
I just feel like it's how everyone does gender reveals now. And I see them all the time. And so then recently I started seeing people, like random single young people be like, I keep seeing gender reveal cakes and it looked fun. So I got one. And I just told them to put in whatever gender they wanted at the bakery. And then they just do it just for fun, just because like everyone does them for gender reveals. And I was like, I kind of want to do a gender reveal cake. Like, that sounds fun, even though I'm never having a baby again. But I'd never have a reason to get one. And I'm not going to do one for no reason. So I won't. Well, I was at the chickens yesterday. And we've all been wondering the genders of our chickens. Because when you have chickens, don't give anything away. Don't say. Because you know the genders. Okay. But we have chickens. And you don't know if you have a hen or a rooster until they either say cock-a-doodle-doo or if they lay an egg. That's how you find out if you have a hen or a rooster. There are some breeds that you can tell
that are more reliable.
Earlier,
yeah.
But usually that's how you find out for sure if you have a hen or a rooster. And we have been waiting.
And you can't have a rooster.
Well, people can.
It would be unfortunate to reveal that because.
Well, we can at this current house we're at, we can have one rooster. Like the legal whatever requirements.
Our neighbors would hate.
You have to have a certain amount of distance between you and a neighbor. You have to have a certain amount of yardage in your backyard. There's like rules.
There's
rules on how many chickens you can have, how many roosters versus hens, et cetera, et cetera. So you can have roosters. You just have to look up the legal requirements. And so anyway, I have looked it up. And at this house, we can have one rooster. But if we're going to move, which we are, we might not be able to keep a rooster if we have one. And if we had more than one rooster, we would have had to find a new home for them. So it just would have been, you know, hard. You know, if we have multiple roosters, how that would end up. Anyway, it was revealed to me what we have with our four new chickens. Mm. And so I finally have a reason to have a gender reveal cake, love. But I'm going to do it for my vlog.
Okay.
I'm going to do it on the vlog because it's honestly like a popular comment that I get because I'm at the chickens like every day in my vlogs. Like pretty much my vlogs
do a chicken gender reveal?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Well, people don't ask me to do a chicken gender reveal, but I'm at the chickens every day in my vlogs because I go out there every day. Yeah. And that's kind of like, it's like I'm either in the house working or in the house with the kids or at the chickens. And so the chickens is like usually the time of the day when I will vlog because it's like I'm just out there watching them free range, whatever. So that's usually when I vlog. So there's a lot of chicken content in my vlogs these days. Hmm. And people ask often, like, did you ever find out if this chicken is a hen or a rooster? When are you going to find out officially if the chickens are hens or roosters? And yesterday or the day before, I can't remember, I officially found out what we have. And I was vlogging about it. And I just talked about it casually in my vlog. But then as I was editing, I was like, this is a waste. I'm not going to just say what it is. This is my one opportunity for the rest of my life.
To get a cake made.
To actually do a gender reveal cake. I think I'm just going to make it because I don't want to pay like $100 for a cake.
Yeah.
I got to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And, or just order groceries and get stuff to make a gender reveal cake.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a gender reveal party for our chickens.
Like a party?
I could make the cake good for chickens. Like maybe I should make a gender reveal cake that the chickens can eat.
What would a chicken cake be, chicken lady?
I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a recipe online. There's people who have chickens are typically pretty obsessed with their chickens. Uh-huh. So like, I'm quite confident that if I looked up right now a cake for my chicken, there would be recipes.
Oh, sure, on the internet, yeah, they got that. Sure.
I'm sure that exists.
Yeah.
So I'd have to look that up. But the kids would have fun with it too. Like, the kids like shoving like cups inside of a. And discovering what we have. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking we could do it because we know all of our three oldest chickens are hens, but we have four new ones. And so we've had an idea of what we have, but it wasn't confirmed until yesterday. And so what if I make four little cakes and each cake has a different chicken on it and it'll reveal which chicken is what gender? Mm-hmm. Come on, this is fun.
you've lost me, and now it's 4K. Sure, this is a great idea.
See, I knew you'd think I'd need to
relax. I'm a supportive husband.
This is fun.
This does need to relax. Yeah, I imagine you would want to do it with the chicken. You could put those worms on the cake.
Well, it can't be
sprinkles.
It can't be things.
They can't eat sugar, right? I'm sure.
I don't feed them sugar.
No.
But let me just look. I'm going to look up a chicken recipe, Lovey.
Okay.
Let's see if I'm correct. Chicken cake, chicken cake recipe. Let's see when I Google it, how AI can interrupt my Google search.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No, it literally just gave me chicken. Like I can cook a chicken.
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Chicken cake recipe just came up with a lot of ways to cook a chicken.
Like, yeah.
Cake recipe
people making cakes with chickens?
Chicken.
In them?
I guess.
I guess they make pies. The most famous pies, chicken pot pie.
AI, making a special cake for your chicken is a great boredom buster. Like, I didn't ask you.
Stop it, AI.
Okay, yes. A cat birthday cake, a doggy birthday cake, homemade. What's sweat? S-U-E-T, suet. What's that?
What did you say?
Look it. What's that word?
Suet.
Suet. What does that mean?
I don't know.
For chickens. It's got dried fruit, sunflower seeds, whole grains, tallow, lard, and meat drippings.
What does it look like? Does it look like a cake?
No, looks like dirt. A little bit. But yeah, it says the AI says I can make it with oatmeal, seeds, fruit, and fat, greasy,
and just put it in
fatty.
A cake. Just put it in a cake pan and put a candle in it, right? Like I said, it's not their birthday. They don't need a candle.
No, I'm not listening to AI. AI is
just put their normal food in like a cake
for chickens. Pan. Yeah, see here, this one says
this whole podcast can just be us Googling
peanut butter,
chicken cakes, love.
Apples, strawberries, raisins. Stop. I'm making a cake for my chickens. That's what I'll do. I'll make two cakes. I'll make a cake for us and a cake for the chickens. And I'll do...
Sounds like a
but
cool party, love.
A gender reveal for each... Well, we know Betty's a girl because she started laying green eggs. She's our Easter egger. So that leaves three different chickens that people aren't confident of the genders of. So okay. We need to make three cakes.
You
love chickens.
Are coming off very homeschooled right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is the coolest party I've ever been invited to.
I wrote a movie with my brother called Homeschooled that we never made.
Uh-huh.
I wish we could have made that. That was a fun one. Anyway, who else needs to relax for you, Lovey? Because I know you had a list and I should stop talking.
I need to relax because I'm very excited because our oldest child is not necessarily as like shown much, if any, interest in sports and in team sports. But another one has reached the age of T-ball. Mm-hmm. And so T-ball is starting in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to help out, maybe assistant coach my son's T-ball team. And that has got me I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
So we went yesterday and got all the T-ball stuff. Like, when you got a sports kid, I'm learning. You got to get them all the gear.
Yeah.
There's lots of gear that like, and you got to bring it all. Gonna have all this stuff.
Yeah, it's
very. I was
exciting.
Like, they're just gonna like, have this. I think when I was a kid, like, I never owned my own helmet when I played. They just had a big duffel bag of sweaty, stinky helmets that you. Would
I
have
never
to put
played.
On.
I don't know.
I think I have my own bat and glove. I don't know. It's very exciting for me.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to do that.
Flynn tried soccer, and he was like, "I'm not." He was not interested in trying any more sports. We've asked all the kids every time we find any kind of sports or. Dance or music or any kind of classes that we can, or teams we can put them
in.
Yeah,
there's certainly lots of activities, but like, yeah, it's just.
Wesley was like, yeah.
Wesley seems like he's going to be the sports kid. In any case, I think I talked last week a little bit about like, maybe it led up to the song or something that I've just been trying to be more engaging with people and talking to people and stuff like that. And so I was with our son at the sporting goods store. And I had the helmet that I had picked out for him that he had picked out for himself didn't have like the face cage that went over it. And then, so I'm walking around holding all this stuff. And then this guy comes over to me and he's like, "Hey man, just so you know, like, I'm guessing he's doing T-ball." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Yeah, just so you know, like they require you now to have like the face cage over the helmet for T-ball," which is so crazy to me because they're like playing T-ball. Like, why do they need like a full?
Because they're 4-year-old boys with bats.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, now that you say it, it totally makes sense. And he was like, "Yeah, just, you know, just to help you out, like, just get that." I'm like, oh, thanks. And he's like, "How old is he?" And I'm like, you know, we start talking. And it turns out, I thought he like worked there at first or something. Like, why is he? But he was just another dad that was there trying to get all the stuff together because his 4-year-old is also starting T-ball this week too. And we were like, and it was just very nice of him to like stop and like help me out with that. And then I'm walking around and I get stuck in a long line there. And then he comes up in line behind me and we're just chatting about like how cool it is that we get to, blah, blah, blah. And then he brings up that he's going to help coach his son's team too. You know what I mean? And we're chatting about that. I told you this part, but like, it was just such a nice human interaction that I had this thought in my head where I was like, "Friend, am I making a friend?"
Because
it's really hard to make.
You didn't hit on him.
It's really hard to make new friends. I find at this age, you know what
in
I mean?
This phase of life with young
kids. Yeah, but this guy seemed really nice. This guy also got a 4-year-old. I don't know. It was so nice. And so that was one instance. And then there was another time 2 days ago where I almost hit a woman with my car. I know that doesn't seem
You told us about it. Yeah.
Oh, I did?
Wait, maybe? Was this another time? Didn't you tell us about why someone
honked at you? Yeah. No, this is another story.
Oh, Lovey, I'm starting to think that maybe you're the problem.
It's gonna make sense.
Every week you're like, oh, this crazy thing happened. I'll start my car.
Keep giving me the finger when I'm driving.
People are honking at me. I saw
comments where people were really on board with like the polite honk idea. Like people were like, there should be two horns. People like that week, people were really on board with that. This is a different story. I was coming out of like an alley. It sounds weird, but like I was in a store that had a back alley and had extra. There's in California, in Southern California, there's alleys. Something weird was going on in this alley.
Wait, what? Go on.
I was picking up those pizzas and then you come out. It's like a kind of shortcut to go down this alley. Am I making it worse?
Just tell the story, love.
For the Valentine's party,
yeah,
I got the pizzas.
No, I didn't remember. Yeah, okay.
And a calzone. So I'm coming out through this alley, and then at the end of the alley is like a street that also has a sidewalk, if you can picture. But there's like buildings, so you can't see if anyone's walking on the sidewalk. And I kind of, so you kind of have to slow to come out of the alley into the street and make sure like no one's just like, you know, on foot or on bike, you know what I mean? Walking around. And so I look right, I look left, and I'm like, okay, nobody's coming, but it's really kind of a blind spot. And then I go to, and then I hit the gas, and this woman was walking on that side, but I checked the left on the right side, but I checked the left side less. And so I saw, so I literally almost kind of bumped into her. So she kind of like jumped back a little bit and she looked really annoyed. Like,
well, yeah, you almost killed her. I would be annoyed too.
She was like, ugh. She did like a, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand, and I
was like, oh, and then it was this awkward moment where then I had to keep pulling out because what am I going to do? Hit reverse, and you know what I mean, and do like the awkward thing. So I had to then keep going. And this is normally when this happens to me when I almost hit people with my car. I'm jokingly saying that, any other version of me, what would I do? I would just be like, feel terrible, and just drive home. I pulled over, I rolled down the window, and I go, I'm so sorry.
Good.
That was totally my fault.
Yeah.
I thought I couldn't see there. My fault. I feel really bad. And she was like, I was kind of surprised that I said that, I think. And she was like, oh, no worries. I mean, the front of your car is really long. Like, I totally get it. No worries. And I was like, all right, well, I'm sorry again, and have a great day. And she's like, yeah, you have a great day too.
Oh, good.
And it was like, it turned into like that. So whereas normally it just would have been like this kind of like, internal kind of cringy.
Mm-hmm. And she probably would have been.
Man, that what a jerk.
Yeah. Like the rest of the day with that. Probably.
Where it really was just like a whoopsie. You know what I mean? It was just a mistake. And so like that and like, yeah, just chatting to people.
That's great.
Just, yeah.
So I love that.
Making an effort to do more things like.
Interacting with people. Is that why you're so burpy? Because you're like trying new things that are hard.
You could see it.
I think that's great, though. I think that's
the whole
nice.
Like cool beans thing.
I love that.
And talking to people, like little. It's kind of made. Like it's helped me with like a little bit of anxiety and made things more pleasant.
Yeah.
When I'm just like,
I love that. I'm so proud of you.
But I have to actively be in the mindset of like.
Talk to someone?
How's your day going? And being honest about it and you know what I mean? And engaging. Yeah.
Right.
As I found has improved the, short-term quality of my life.
Man learns to communicate with other humans.
Yes. I know. It sounds so stupid.
No, it doesn't sound
stupid like,
at
I
all.
But I was like, maybe if, you know, I say that out loud, I'll keep doing it. And also that maybe that'll encourage
someone else. Think it's stupid at all. I think it's great. I think it's very relatable for everyone
to do it.
To like not want to interact with people, especially nowadays when everything's like on social media and like we're all just staring into our phones and there's not as many human interactions. And in fact, quite the opposite where it's like, you know, a few weeks ago on this podcast, you were talking about how you hate when people like your relax was that someone was like, how was your day? You know,
right?
Like,
no, I know, and I will. I think that's where it's like that. You know, the origin of that. You know, in my brain was like, why is that?
Bothersome.
Yeah, and why does that cause me stress? Or you know what I mean? Like, why I don't have any space for that. Like, you talk about your grandfather, and you tell me these stories where you're like, there would always be like a random person at Thanksgiving or something because your grandfather just like was such a people person, and he would meet somebody.
Everyone was his friend. Yeah.
Meet somebody walking his dog, and then he'd invite them over, and that would always those stories. Stand out to me and blow my mind. So I'm like, how does that happen? You know what I mean? How is someone like that? I think it sounds admirable and cool to engage with the world that way and show, you know, and just be kind. You know what I mean? I think maybe that's another thing too. It just seems
the world needs more kindness and like
people being nice. That sounds so cheesy and cringy to say, but like, you know, like all this shit, you know, and we're all just scrolling through it and, you know.
Well, it's
just want to be nice to my neighbors and.
Well, I love that about you. And I think that's really admirable and inspiring, hopefully to other people, but to me too. And I think that like, I think that's great that like, I think that's like that small gesture of like just stopping to say to that woman, like, hey, I'm so sorry. That was a total accident, but that was my fault. Like, I really apologize. Like, honestly, that could have been something where she, the rest of the day was like, someone almost hit me and then just drove away. Like, and could have been so pissed. And instead it probably like helped her to not be stressed or upset about it anymore. I mean, maybe she wouldn't have thought about it the rest of the day, but like it could have been something that could have been upsetting to her. And then
I don't know. I know I'm talking a lot, but I just thought of another thing. Like there was a relax I had a week ago or whatever, about a package being misdelivered and how then I made it this whole like, you know, mystery to find and like how frustrating it was and like the list of how that was. That happened to me again last week. And
I remember that.
And it showed a picture and I was like, okay, so I'm like wandering around our neighborhood and I can, you know, cause they send you the picture where the package is on a doorstep. I'm like, that's not my doorstep. And then I find the doorstep that it was delivered at. And the gentleman that lives there happens to be out getting out of his truck at the same time. And so I was like, howdy neighbor, blah, blah, blah. And what would have just been like, yes, thank you, whatever. Like I talked to this guy for a half an hour, about a lot, like the stuff going on in the world, you know what I mean? And this, and you know, whatever, like he had gotten my package. He had opened it by accident, you know, like, and I could have been, I don't know.
Mad about that.
Frustrated.
Yeah.
It could have been a relax, you know what I mean? But instead I met a new neighbor. Seems very friendly. I know about his kids and his grandchildren. You know what I mean? I told him about our kids. I just talked to him for a half an hour.
Yeah.
And it was great. I came home. I was like, I just talked to one of our neighbors for a half hour, right. You know?
Yeah. I love
what
that.
Am I saying? Why am I saying it?
I love it. No, I love it. I love that. I feel like I have horrible social anxiety. Like, I feel like I'm good at pretending I'm like able to have conversations with people, but like, it's not as scary as we've all like made it up in our heads to be. I think like once you start doing it, you're like, oh, not only was that not a scary thing to do, have a conversation with a person, but it was like pleasant. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Piece by piece, building up
a community of people you'll never talk to again.
Fighting, yeah, yeah. I mean, friends I won't make.
No, you'll eventually you'll start. Before you know it, there's going to be people coming over for dinner that I've never seen before in my life that you met on the streets,
in alleys,
apparently, or that you almost hit with your car,
right?
That's lovely. I love that story.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's great. And I know that you read comments this week.
I did.
Because you told me that you did just now. Because
I earlier read one of the comments.
So, do you have more that you read?
I do. Yeah, I do. I want to say like that people are, they're very nice about like the songs like and stuff like that.
I know, because your songs are great.
A lot of encouraging things about like the songs. And I kind of wanted to explain the origin of that. The origin is like I learned to play guitar, my mom's old guitar that she'd gotten from a Sears catalog when she was a kid, an acoustic guitar. And I learned guitar, taught myself by learning every Beatles song in a Beatles songbook that had the chords in it
that
my aunt, my mom's sister made for me. And then I think I've said before, I played in like a Weezer kind of cover band when I was in high school for a couple months. But other than that, it's just kind of been like when I was younger, when me and my parents' basement, playing by myself, you know what I mean? Not really with a band or anything like that. And then when I got to college, I brought my acoustic guitar.
Of course you did.
What am I going to
do? You're a white man.
I'm a white man. What am I going to do? Show up to freshman year in college in the dorms without an acoustic guitar?
Come on.
That would be insane. And I made a friend in my dorm that lived below me. We definitely had different tastes in music. Like he's very like Fish, Grateful Dead kind of a guy. Like he wore Birkenstocks like in the winter kind of a guy. But we would just kind of jam and noodle. And then all of our friends would be around. And I would just start improvising songs about our friends. Mm-hmm. And me and my friend Adam would both play guitar. And he was more of a soloist. So it was cool because I would play rhythm guitar. And he would kind of solo. And we could just like go on forever just tinkering. And then these like my other friends, you know, it was a very mixed group of people. But like, they weren't the typical type of people that you'd be like, yeah, let's do a sing-along kind of a people. Like they were like a lot of people from New York or whatever that like just different backgrounds, but they love this so much and would start chiming in, like, you know, kind of, we would just kind of write these joke kind of funny songs about our friends together. And then we recorded them. We would record them. And everyone would be so excited. We'd be like drinking 40s and we would record.
Like a video recording or an audio?
No, like on burned,
on a cassette, like a cassette
this
tape?
Is, this is burning onto a CD, like in a gateway computer.
Do you have these still?
Well, that's the problem with that this that day and age is like there was only the one CD.
And they get and scratched.
And the CD and got scratched and then it was gone forever, which is heartbreaking to me.
Oh, no.
But me and my friend back home who you know always still joke about those songs. And so then there was that. And then when I moved to LA, I had a friend and we tried to do something together. We were like writing songs together and stuff like that. But that was more like sincere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was more like it wasn't kind of like comedy songs or anything like that. But to me, I would still be writing little songs for me and my friend and that. And then, so that's kind of the origin of all of that. So it's really fun for me. Cause it's like one of my favorite
do
things
it more.
To do.
It's so fun.
And it's very like cathartic for me, but like I never really had an outlet for it. So I'm not saying that this should be that. Cause that would be very presumptuous of like having any kind of talent or, you know, thing that anybody should hear, you know, cause I don't think that about.
Well, what do you mean? Of course this is where you should do that. This is the place to do that. This is like but for you and me yeah. to sit and do talk about whatever we want to talk about. And
but it's nice to hear encouragement that I don't think I necessarily deserve, but I feel like that's very nice. But like, so a lot of the comments were about that.
So next week, Eric's going to write a new song.
No. But a lot of people are also saying, and I wonder if anyone can help, if anyone listening can help with this. Like I have no idea out of the 200 some episodes, which ones have an original song that me or you have done. I don't know what episodes those are in. I don't know how many
I don't either.
There are. Anyways, at least with the podcast, it's not a CD that can be scratched in I drove a Saturn at the time, you know, they exist on this podcast, so I can go back and.
Yeah. And hopefully one day we can like, we don't even know where they all are and which episodes and whatnot. One day we can go through and find them all and listen to them all in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
Cause I'm sure there's a lot of songs. You've sung a lot of songs.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't
know. Sometimes you like made a little down like the little kids cube.
On the Yotope
like you put something, I don't know. Like, oh, I'd like forgotten that happened. Miss Hiss Productions asked, wait, what are the puppets doing? Do you remember what the puppets were doing last week?
I've never noticed the puppets. I actually don't know what
you're wondering what
about.
The puppets are doing today. The puppets are, it looks like you're doing downward dog.
Lovey.
On a yoga mat. What do you mean? Well, and we're working out together.
They can't even see them, huh?
Yeah, well, so I think that's part of the fun is it's kind of just.
But they literally can't see them in the screen here.
Oh, you're blocking it with your chair?
Yeah.
Well, there they are. So they're there.
Can you see them now? Oh, you guys probably thought we forgot about the puppets this week.
We know. They're there.
But they're there somewhere. This
they're exercising this week.
Heavy there.
But I can't remember what they were doing last week. But the puppets are always in the background of every episode of this podcast doing something different 200 times.
Well, they haven't been around for 200 episodes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what the puppets were doing last week. I'd have to go back and look.
Amanda said, I thought for sure Cool Beans was going to be a play on coffee beans. And I was like,
missed opportunity.
Missed
now you gotta write another song.
Missed lyrical opportunity of Cool Beans. God, I didn't
get it.
Because
you like your beans cool, love. You don't like them hot.
Cold brew.
See, there's a lot to play with.
Well,
there.
I didn't get the double entendre of someone saying Cool Beans working in a store that sells the juice from
the
ground
beans.
Yeah. Coffee beans, to be exact. The BBC, this is someone said, Claire Jarman said the TV show is BBC's Money for Nothing. It was pretty dire.
So Money for Nothing? So is
now,
that what it was?
Yes. So now we got to go find it and rewatch it.
I got to rewatch it.
Yeah, but
it is dire. That's a perfect word to describe that
what
show.
What an assist by you. Thank you for
thank you.
Of knowing what we were talking about.
That's
that
so
show.
Funny.
Yep.
Why does this say, sorry, I'm just noticing Eric is drinking something called a living soda.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a soda that says it's organic living soda, gut supporting goodness, pre-post.
But I don't like that it says it's living. That makes me feel weird.
Pre-post. Oh, pre-pro and postbiotics.
Yeah, we don't need to know the ingredients.
And it tastes okay. I also do the same because you're such an enabler. You'll have these Cokes around. You'll have these Cokes, and sometimes you'll get like a Coke, and I'll be like, oh, that sip of Coke would taste so good right now.
And it does.
And I'll steal a sip, but I know that it's sugar water and it's bad
enabler,
for you.
Wouldn't that be someone being like, come on, you got
to
try.
Yeah, well,
Coke.
I'm driving in a car with you right next to you. It's right in the cup holder right next to me.
In fact, I do the opposite. I'll be like, you're not drinking my Coke. Like, I'm actually the opposite of enabler, where I'm like, this
you
isn't
can't
for
spare
you.
A sip. Yeah.
Anyway, we got to go because our babysitters got to go.
But it's a healthy soda. I'm sorry, love.
Eric's drinking a healthy soda. You guys are going
to
tell
us. To me, it tastes the same. Would you take a sip?
No, thank you.
Take a sip and tell me that doesn't
taste. Who's the enabler now?
Like Coca-Cola Classic.
This is supposed to taste like Coke?
Yes, take a sip.
Oh my God. First of all, it smells like a plant and it tastes like an asshole. Okay.
I can't stand.
Oh God, that is hell. That is hell.
You went crazy.
Dude, that is insane. It says for a happy gut. They took ingredients. This is a gut. Love. This is liquid gut.
Your reaction was, that was white male rage.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.